Hello, thanks to all of you for coming, and to Bill and Eric for their various styles of introduction. It's nice to be among friends. This book has a lot of backstory, as Eric said, both personal and public. I started life as a teenager as an anti-war activist. It's mostly all I did from age 14 till when I graduated from high school. And my first poems were published in a local here in Washington, D.C., underground newspaper called the Quicksilver Times. I think my parents let me do that because I also sold them on the street and they thought that was entrepreneurial. So later, a bit later in my life, I met a combat veteran, of a lot of really nasty combat in the Mekong Delta. Fell in love and married him, which certainly changed my life and in some ways made the war a permanent part of my life, which wasn't something I ever would have expected. He went back to Vietnam by himself once, and then we went together in 2000 and traveled there for about a month. And he had been in combat in the Mekong Delta in something called the River Assault Force, which is just as bad as it sounds. So a lot of our travel was on small boats in the Delta, just us, a boatman, and an interpreter who was kind of clueless. He wasn't the interpreter we had intended to have, who was someone Michael knew, my husband knew, and we ended up with his uncle, kind of a substitute. So that shaped my plans about writing in various ways. When I got back, I did some research, I reread everything, talked to old friends. But then the book turned out not to be quite what I'd planned because of several events. One is that I had done enough reading and was ready to start writing and sat down right at the beginning of September of 2001. So it instantly became a book, as Eric suggested, about one war written in the time of another war. I wrote the first draft of most of it during that fall, which those of you who are here probably remember was very strange. You know, 3 months of insomnia, basically. The eerie sound of a silent sky with no airplanes in it for weeks at a time, except for the military convoys at 2 a.m. The other thing that changed this book and knocked it completely off its pins in terms of tone and so forth is that the following summer when I had one complete draft and thought I was about halfway to having a book, my husband died unexpectedly. He was killed in a mountaineering accident. So after abandoning the book for a while, I did come back to it, obviously, but it was a very changed book. I think it would have been much cheekier and very different in tone without his death and the present war. It's not a very narrative book. I hope you like images and sounds as much as I do. But it does begin with one poem that sets a scene in a conventional narrative way. This is from our travels in the Mekong Delta. And we were essentially, we weren't lost, but we were outside the area that our boatman and interpreter knew, so no one really knew anything like where to stop to eat or anything. And we just kind of stopped at random in a town for lunch. That's the scene of this poem. A place where no foreigners go, which you can tell because there's no bottled water there. It was an area where the National Liberation Front was organized and very active, and also an area that was very heavily doused with Agent Orange, which you should keep in mind in the poem. After this poem, as Eric said, the entire book is in couplets. This poem is a prose poem, but the title is Couplet.